welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. This is a Thursday edition, which means that you get the faith plus the running, and you get the weird one. That would be Jenny. Oh, no, wait. No, that would be me. So this week, I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects of all time, and that's something called endurance. As many of you know, in my running life, I've been really working the last kind of 4 years. My theme has been build endurance and durability, endurance and durability. The endurance is the ability to go out and do stupid long stuff. The durability is the ability to do something stupid long after you've done something stupid long and not have long layoffs in between. That's my definition of it. As I have kind of progressed in this building endurance thing, one of the things that I found is that, to me, endurance is more than just a buzzword. Building endurance in one part of your life makes all part of your lives much, much better. And this all began kind of on a long Swami Shuffle training run along the Atlantic Ocean on one of the most beautiful days in January. In fact, I think it was the last beautiful Saturday we had in January, because January was just a bitterly cold month that drew into the first two Saturdays in February. And hopefully it's all over, because we're about 2 weeks out, a little less than 2 weeks out from launching on Swami Shuffle 200, and I'd rather it not be freezing cold like it was. But anyway, as I was going down the beach, my mind kind of got drawn to this thing. Why am I so drawn to endurance training and events? And I was with a group of friends. We're all training for Swami, and the race, for those who don't know, starts in Sandbridge, Virginia, heads down the beach through Back Bay National Wildlife Refuge, through False Cape State Park, all on the beach. You head over the border of North Carolina, all the way to Corolla, and then you hit the road and you go all the way down North Carolina 12 to the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse in Buxton, North Carolina, turn around, come back. And then, of course, that means your last 20 miles is also on the sand. The race is put on by Awareness in Action, and it raises funds in a very, very grassroots way to support veteran suicide awareness. But more importantly, it helps veterans get involved in local gyms. And this helps veterans have a place to overcome the tendency to just give up after the horrific scenes they've witnessed in wars across the globe. And yeah, for those of you who don't know, and I'm just going to talk about this for a little while, most veterans, when they come home, they get discharged from the military. They go back to their little bitty small towns that they grew up in without a support network of people who understand what they've just come through. And if you can't imagine this, I want you to watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, go all the way to the Return of the King, Homeward Bound scene, which is the last movie, and it's one of the last scenes, and watch the hobbits in the tavern. That will explain what every single one of our veterans is going through as they come back home. All right, enough of my musings about Awareness in Action. You can go to the Awareness in Action website. We'll put it on the show notes and everything. But back to my musings as I'm on it. So we're 22-mile traverse of the beach, all on sand, start at the start line of Swami to the Virginia-North Carolina border and back. We hit the border, and all the young guys who humored this slow old man took off at a much faster pace than I, and left me to 11 miles pondering why it is I enjoy pursuing endurance more than just about anything else on earth, other than kissing my beautiful wife. And it came to me that endurance for me starts with my faith. So Hebrews 10:36 in the New King James Version says, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." So most people focus on receive the promise. It's part of that verse. It's a nice part of the verse, but I'm weird. So I got fixated on the "you have need of endurance part of that verse. Why do I have need for endurance? The NIV translation translates that endurance, the need to persevere. And so the best place to start with this whole mess is to start with the Greek word. So Hypomone has many meanings. This Greek word can mean a bearing up under, patience, endurance as to things or circumstances, to persevere, remain under. The word's used over 40 times throughout the Bible. So to me, that seems like it makes it kind of important. So our English word endurance comes from the old French word endure, which means to harden, bear, or maintain. But ultimately, it comes from the Latin word endurare, which means to harden. And that stems from a Proto-Indo-European root of deru, which means to be firm, solid, and steadfast. And I know you're going, all right, geek boy, why are you breaking down this word endurance? Well, it's because I need you to understand that English is kind of a limited language. We throw words out there, and sometimes they don't really mean what they mean. If you know the word of endurance, it'll help explain why we need to develop endurance in all parts of our lives. Endurance is something that if you develop the discipline to achieve it, it's going to change every aspect of your life. So from a physical standpoint, endurance is something everybody should be pursuing, not just ultra runners. Endurance builds a stronger heart and lungs, builds fatigue resistance, reduces the risk of overuse injuries, and supports weight management and cellular energy production. The mental and daily life benefits alone of developing endurance are worth the discipline required. With endurance, you'll have more energy, improved quality of life, better mood, and better sleep. Pursuing aerobic and muscular endurance enriches the life that you'll live out on this orb called Earth. But watch what happens when you throw spiritual endurance into the mix. I absolutely love the physical and mental endurance that I've developed over the last 12 years of training for and running several endurance events, from the marathon to a six-day event where I ran 325 miles. As I've pursued spiritual endurance, though, I've been astounded by the results. The normal benefits of deeper faith, maturity, and hope are all awesome. But spiritual endurance is what has given me what I need to overcome life's inevitable trials. The strengthening of my character, the shocking way endurance has transformed suffering into growth, the building of resilience, and the way spiritual endurance enables me to live out my life convictions faithfully are producing benefits far beyond what I could have imagined. Look, life is full of hardships and disappointments. Endurance provides the fortitude to navigate them without giving up. Here's an example of how life has changed. When I first began running ultra marathons, I would toe the start line with confidence, but as I continued, I was constantly looking for any excuse to give up. Ultra marathons will test you in ways you never thought possible. Running an ultra marathon with no physical, mental, or spiritual endurance might just be an impossible ask. So my secret to finishing over 60 ultramarathons in the last 6 years is not that I have developed physical and mental endurance. The secret is that I stopped merely trying to develop the physical and the mental, and I began by developing first spiritual endurance. As I pursued spiritual endurance, I learned to push through discomfort and deepened my relationship with God. Spiritual endurance enables me to draw on God's strength, power, and grace rather than trying to get through life's chaos on my own. Lastly, I chose to be obedient to God and to strive to do good to others in my spheres of influence, whether that be my family, my church, my running community, or my business. When tempted to quit, grumble, or compromise my values, spiritual endurance gives me the clarity to focus on others. And this is the part that's going to amaze you. Physical endurance is developed through consistent, progressive cardio training and muscular endurance exercises combined with good recovery techniques and proper nutrition. Mental endurance is developed through consistently challenging cognitive and emotional limits through deliberate practices like goal setting, meditation, and embracing discomfort. Spiritual endurance is developed through consistent practices like prayer, scripture study, meditation, and community fellowship. Consistency is the key to developing endurance in your life. Inconsistency is the number one killer of endurance. The benefits of endurance in all areas of your life are worth the discipline it will take to create consistency in your life. Start with one, whichever floats your boat, and let the consistency you create in that area of your life bleed into all other areas of your life. I promise you'll never once regret developing endurance. This is why endurance isn't my buzzword. Endurance is my secret weapon, enabling me to live life to the full. Realizing it was a need rather than a want is what has kept me in an endurance mindset. So I hope that speaks to somebody. I really love doing these things, and I'm really loving the direction that the podcast is going. I think it's going to be amazing, and I thank you guys for listening. So there's endurance in a nutshell. I hope that this motivates some of you to go out and develop endurance in your life, starting with the spiritual endurance. That's it for this week's episode of Living and Ultralife.